Hey everyone, in today's episode, we're talking about rocks and crystals. You know, I love any excuse to bring a piece of nature into my space, and today I'm going to share with you how to do the same, to invite in wealth and abundance. I'm going to share with you my favorite rocks and crystals to bring into my home, and you can easily implement these into your own space. Welcome to Feng Shui Living, a podcast for busy women looking to de-stress and live with more intention. I'm Lisa Morton, and I'm passionate about helping you create a home that not only inspires you, but empowers you. Years ago, I was severely struggling with my mental health and wellness, and while I'd implemented yoga, meditation, therapy, and more, I just could not find that missing piece of the puzzle. And that was until I explored my home. You see, the interior designer in me had made it beautiful, but it wasn't supporting me energetically. Fast forward, and I've now been in the interior design industry for 20 years, and I've devoted the past 10 years to feng shui and a holistic design approach. In this podcast, I'll be sharing with you interviews, stories, and knowledge, as well as some super easy, simple tips that you can take on today. If you're looking to be more intentional and create a life and home that you love, then you're in the right place. Well, hello there, and welcome to this episode. I'm your host, Lisa, and we're talking rocks and crystals and all beautiful things from the earth. So if you're a rock lover, oh my gosh, you're going to love this episode. If you're new, if you're exploring rocks and crystals, maybe starting a collection, this will help you select certain stones. I've been a rock collector since I was a child. I kind of have this story about, I think I was 8 years old, and I had a rock tumbler. And I used it so much, it caught on fire in our basement and we had to get rid of it. I was so sad, but I've loved collecting rocks and crystals. We were that family that we didn't go to Disney World on vacations, but we would go to national parks and we'd wade in waters and go hiking and doing all this. And I would end up with my pockets just weighed down with rocks. So if you're like this, hang out. Join me for this episode as we talk about rocks and crystals for wealth and abundance. If you're just looking to find more money in your life, then this is also for you. This is part three of a three-part series, Manifesting Money with Feng Shui. If you missed the first two episodes, the first episode I talk about fast money, like how to quickly activate your space to bring in more money into your life. Episode two, I talk about locating your wealth and abundance energy center. So you don't want to miss that. Go listen to that. And I also talked about some really cool symbolism that I use in some of my clients' homes and how to use it. Today, we're going to take this a little step deeper and we're going to dive into rocks and crystals. So I love, love, love using anything from the earth. And if a rock or crystal has a specific energy to invite in wealth and abundance, let's place it in our home. Now, I've done a lot of work where I've placed them intentionally. We'll place them in a nice bowl, on a shelf, on display. Maybe it's a beautiful giant specimen, or maybe it's hidden. Maybe it's in a drawer. Maybe it's also hidden in the foundation, in the walls. I've done this a lot. If you're looking to build a new home and you want to hide some rocks and crystals and some symbolism in your home, it can be so fun. It's a really a beautiful way to infuse your home with an energy as you're building it from the ground up. So let me know if you have any questions about that. Also, make sure you pop over to my website, and I'm doing free 15-minute discovery calls if you want to talk more about feng shui, what it is, how it might help you. You just have questions. Let's jump in. So score your free 15-minute chat and we'll do that together. So let's talk about rocks and crystals. So I'm going to go through my favorite list of rocks and crystals to use for activating either that wealth and abundance energy center or just activating and bringing more wealth and abundance to your life. There's many things you can do with them. You can place them in a dish, in a jar. You can place them in that wealth and abundance gua. You can also carry some in your wallet. Maybe you can get some real small pocket stones that are kind of flat. And I have some with me. So if you're joining me on YouTube, you can see some of my stones. I just grabbed a few as I was heading out today. I'll be sharing those. I'll also post some photos of them in my newsletter. So if you don't currently get my newsletter, head over to my website to get that. And that will be in this week's newsletter. I'll share about those as well as a whole list of stones. So you can place them, you can carry them with you. put them in your pocket, put them in your wallet, in your purse. I carry some in my car. If you have a business, you can place them in the near the cash register. Maybe you have a safe with your business or your home. You can place them in your safe. You can place them near your front door to invite in wealth and abundance. And I also love to place some. I have a personal altar for myself that kind of shifts through the seasons. It's in my office. It's just kind of an altar set up with symbolism and stones and a candle and just a little moment that I check in with every day and think about my intentions for my life, what's going on in my life. And so you can place some stones here. So, I mean, so many different things you can do with stones. You do what feels right to you. That's what I'll say. I mean, I can tell you all day to do, but if it doesn't feel right, it's not going to work. So do what your heart feels like doing. Hey, friends, we're going to take a moment for a quick word from our sponsor. Are you struggling to find balance amidst work, family, and finances? I want you to meet my friend, Money Coach Connor. Say farewell to stress and uncertainty. Get personalized support to conquer that financial overwhelm feeling. Transform your financial future today. I want you to get connected with Coach Connor at Progress Solutions and take that first step. Are you ready to jump into the stones? So we're going to start with citrine. So citrine is a really cool stone. It attracts wealth, prosperity, success, all kinds of good things. And it also helps you hold on to your wealth. So I don't know how well this camera is going to pick up this stone. I just grabbed some pocket stones for today. This is citrine. It's kind of like, I think, clear quartz with a golden hue, like the hue of like sunshine in there, right? Or a beautiful sunset, beautiful golden color. Citrine is rather easy to locate. If you have trouble locating any stones, I have a huge supply of stones, but you can also, I always say, find a local supplier near you. Try to avoid ordering off the internet unless you know the owner, unless you know the company, because there's a lot of phony baloney rocks out there. So I want you to have really quality rocks. And that's actually why I started stocking some, because I had clients that were finding, you know, getting online randomly and ordering from big companies, and you don't know what you're getting. I've seen clear quartz that's like plastic. It's really sad. So citrine, fun rock. It's just a high energy, right? It's like, ha, sunshine. Next, we're going to jump into green aventurine. I like green aventurine for several different reasons. I also use it to absorb EMFs, electromagnetic frequencies, but it's green. It looks like money, doesn't it? Yeah. Has a higher, like, happy, you know, energy boosting energy to it. It can improve your chances of like finding good luck and winning things. And when, you know, if you want to get a new job or get a promotion, like, this is your stone. Carry it with you. Green aventurine. Pyrite. I have a really cool pyrite egg shape. I couldn't locate it. I have a somewhere special in my home specifically placed, and I didn't have a chance to get it anyway. Pyrite, or sometimes called fool's gold. I don't know if you guys, when you were kids, fool's gold was like a fun thing to look at and collect, but it's really a beautiful stone. Pyrite is a powerful money manifesting stone. It's golden, metallic, and it helps you just find abundance and success in your work and bringing more money in. So again, place it, carry it with you. Next is jade. So I brought in this jade bracelet that I've been wearing. I've been wearing it ever since the Chinese New Year. Kind of a greenish, pale green. It's kind of a milkyish look. It's known to bring in luck and prosperity. Again, you can wear your stones. You don't have to just have rocks. You can have jewelry. I mean, who doesn't love an excuse to buy jewelry? Next is bloodstone. I didn't have one with me, but these are all, there's a grounding stone that also attracts wealth and abundance. So it can help you find that balance of being grounded with your money, but also bringing it towards you. Who doesn't want that? Next on my list is tiger's eye. I have a small tiger's eye. This is a cool piece that I keep in my pocket sometimes. It's a nice flat piece, kind of like I was mentioning earlier. It has that beautiful sheen. And tiger's eye, you know, there's different types of tiger's eye. Some are more golden, some are more reddish. Some are more, I guess, yellowish. But it definitely can be protective of your money. So if you want to, I guess, get really grounded and bring that money towards you and you have that fear of maybe losing it, then connect with Tiger's Eye. Think about Tiger's Eye enveloping your money and taking care of it for you. Next on my list, I have two more I wanted to share with you. One is carnelian, kind of a orangish stone with yellowy reddish specks, kind of some brown specks if you can see that. And carnelian is a stone of strength and vitality. I love that. And courage. So this stone is really good. I always have a carnelian near me. And it also invites in wealth and abundance. So if maybe you're that person that you're a little like, I don't know if I really want to bring in wealth and abundance, and I don't know, is my business, you know, maybe it's just kind of like a little, need a little more confidence boost to invite in wealth and abundance, then this is for you. Next is sunstone. I don't have one with me, but they're so fun. They're really pretty too. It's kind of a peachy stone with speckles of orange and red, and it emanates the feelings of the sun. So if you're like me and kind of struggle with the winter blahs, sunstone is also an excellent stone for you. It increases your ability to bring in a prosperity and abundance. And also keep you really positive, right? Like that is the feeling of the sun. So if you're getting stressed out about trying to bring more money in and you're overthinking it, just let the sunstone just smile and hold your hand through the process. So those are my 8 favorite stones I use for wealth and abundance. Are there more? Sure, there's more. But these are what I use, what I recommend to my clients, and what I just have found a lot of success with. So again, you don't have to get all of them. You don't have to use any of them. But it's something to explore. It's a way to bring more nature into your space and get that energy moving in that direction that you want. If you guys have any questions about any of these rocks or maybe some other stones you have that you believe they bring in wealth and abundance and kind of what to do with them, you know I'm always around for you. Again, this was part 3 of this 3-part money manifesting with feng shui series. I hope you guys have had a lot of fun joining me on this. And pop over, snag this week's newsletter for the photos. If you guys have any questions, reach out, and I will see you next time, everyone. I'd like to thank our production company, Coraggio Media, the WELT 95.7 Studios, and our sponsor, Good G. For more information, follow the link in the show notes. Be sure to hit like, hit the subscribe button, and leave us a 5-star review. If you want to connect, find us on Facebook, and be sure to let me know what topics you'd like to hear about. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time.